One, two. Well. Wheel, one, two, that sounds. Wheels here.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you very much for coming out tonight, today. It's nice and hot. I appreciate your effort to come on out and help us celebrate. You don't know me, rediscovering Eddie Arnold. I'm Shannon Pollard. I'm with Cowboy Records. I'll give you a little background on Cowboy Records. It's a label that was initially started for this particular project. It's not our first release, it's actually our second release, but this is the one that kind of kicked us off project-wise, and I was able to rope in some good accomplices with Plowboy Records, which starts over here with Mr. Cheetah Chrome. And I had a little idea a while back about how can we best bring Eddie Arnold, the famed country singer, to a new generation of people. Eddie Arnold, of course. Ah, thank you. We have one of a package to show you. This, of course, is the vinyl celebration right now. With this. It's for sale. Yes, it is for sale. It's a hefty package, but a little bit about Eddie Arnold. Eddie Arnold was one of the first big stars in country music in the 1940s. He started in the Opry in 1941. Eventually went solo at 43. I'm just going to make this really fast, but that's part of the mission here, is to kind of educate people who don't know Eddie Arnold. That's the whole point. You don't know me, rediscovering him. So, but he managed to look at my little notes right here. He had 47 songs that charted. He had 28 number one hits. He sold 85 million, well, he would have said more than 85 million records, and he charted a record in seven consecutive decades.
Good
so
gosh.
No other person has ever done that.
Wow.
From a historical standpoint, what he helped do in the 1940s, there was others too, but he was so popular in the 1940s, he really turned the attention of the record labels who were up in New York to figure out a way to start recording the talent that was on the Opry at that time. And started to bring the industry down here. So Eddie Arnold is one of the people that actually helped start to bring the industry down here as well, the success. So anyway, so we wanted to figure out a way to kind of get him back out. He died in 2008, just shy of his 90th birthday. But so I've been kicking around for a while. How are we going to get his name back up there to another generation? So I thought, well, let's do it in the way that he would not want it done at all. And that would be try to find some other people, maybe not associated ever with Eddie Arnold in any fashion or form at all. And let's try to rope in some people, maybe who also you would maybe link the two together and just kind of throw them all together and just see what we get. So we worked on this for what, 14, 15 months, something like that? Still working it. And so anyway, it took a while. It's a big labor of love. Mr. Don Cusick is not here with us, but he also was instrumental in this record as a producer as well. And he's still alive, even though he's the oldest of us. But this is a beautiful package. We're really excited about it. It has a lot of heft. It's a double record package. It's got some really cool art. So anyway, we wanted to do a little celebration for the vinyl coming out, and we invited some of our friends who actually played on this record. They were very kind to give us their time. So tonight we're going to have Driving a Crime. Woo! We're going to have Brother Chris Scruggs. Phoebe Buell. Pete Rose, who's manning the camera at the moment, he's going to come out and knock you out of the camera.
Oh, nice.
And then Cheetah Chrome is going to perform as well. So, anyway, so to kick things off here tonight, we're going to do a little ditty that was not a hit record actually for Eddie Arnold, but was one that I liked listening to when I was a kid. But and it's been a big record for other people too, but I just happen to like his version. And so anyway, so Driving a Crime tonight is going to play, I think, two songs actually. They're going to do Wreck of the Old 97. And are you doing another one?
Sure. Yeah, we'll do a short one.
Okay, great.
Dedicated to Grimes.
So so all great. Right. So it's dedicated to Grimes. And so anyway, I'll let these guys get to it. And I'll be out of your way. And thank you very much for coming. These are for sale.
song for you. We're driving a crowd from Atlanta, Georgia, and we've been making an EP every 90 days. And we've got four of them done. This is our third one. This one's from this one called Songs from the Psychedelic Time Clock. This one's dedicated to Grimies. It's called The Little Record Store Just Around the Corner.
Classic, brilliant. Huh? It's brilliant.
I think that's a beautiful song, Cattle Call. It really holds up today. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
To the tribute record release here at Grimey's. We're paying tribute to the late, great Eddie Arnold today. For those of you who aren't familiar, though I'm sure most of you are, the impact Eddie Arnold had on the country music industry and on Nashville becoming Music City is truly immeasurable. He was the first Grand Ole Opry star to record in Nashville in what's considered sort of the modern era towards the end of World War II. And his sound was the framework for what came to be known as the Nashville sound. One of the first artists to prominently feature electric steel guitar in the Grand Ole Opry, and his smooth singing style quickly became the standard by which the country singers of the 1950s and 60s was measured. So let's put our hands together for Eddie Arnold, the Tennessee Plowboy. And let's put our hands together, too, for his grandson, Shannon, back here, playing drums, starting a record company, and promoting his grandfather's music as well as that of many others.
It was really a difficult thing to find somebody to actually sing the song Cattle Call. If you've ever heard that song, it's a pretty iconic song. And so we struggled to figure out who in the hell can actually nail that. And then, you know,
along came a cameraman.
And then
Pete, only in Nashville.
Now, I knew Pete was a great musician and a great videographer, filmmaker, photographer. Awesome skateboard. Even better. And, but Pete was messing around. I guess he was drunk or getting high or something. I don't know what he was doing. But he
played the fifth.
And he sent me the iPhone recording of him doing cattle call. And it just, the hairs on the, you know, whatever hair I got left was like all up. And it's like, wow, this is incredible. So
really, he just did it because we both share a common thing.
That's right. Wow.
So same haircut. So
and Cheetah, where you at, Cheetah?
It's like the uniform for this label. So you got to have it. So anyway, we were like, wow, let's let Pete have it because he does a beautiful job on this. So anyway, Pete Moreau's here.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that Shannon had shared with me that one of the last songs he heard his grandfather sing was Cattle Call. And when he told me that, I'm like, you really want me to do this? Like, really? So he set the stage. He hadn't heard his grandfather sing in, would you say, a couple years, Shannon? Would you say that's about right?
Several years.
So he set all the guitars out in the living room, just hoping that his grandfather would pick up a guitar as he walked in. So Shannon really staged it and set it. And how old were your kids at the time?
They were really small, like toddlers.
Toddlers, yeah. So sure enough, his grandfather came in and he picked up one of those old Martins that Shannon let me play on the record. And he picked up the guitar and played Cattle Call. So thank you for letting me into your family and this history of Eddie Arnold.
Thank you. Awesome. Here's my sister.
Video camera.
So we'll get readjusted here. And up next is a lovely lady that we got to know on this project and very excited about. And of course, I'll let her talk a little bit too. But We have the pleasure tonight. Miss B.B. Buell. Woo!
Well, how I came into this project is amazing. Cheetah, we've known each other since the 70s. We were horrible little bad punk rock kids together. And he called me up one day and he said, I'd like you to come down to Nashville and sing on this Eddie Arnold tribute record I'm putting together that I'm producing. And I said, okay. Of course, my mother freaked out. Oh, my God, Eddie Arnold. Oh, you're so handsome. So I said, well, what song do you want me to do? And she just said, we want you to do Hold You in My Heart. So I got on an airplane. I came to Nashville. And that was a year and 3 months ago. And I fell so in love with Nashville. I returned to New York City, and I said to my husband standing over there, we're moving to Nashville. I said, I'm getting back to my southern roots. I was born and raised down here, believe it or not, you guys. A lot of people don't know that. And as soon as I smelled the honeysuckle and everything else, I'm like, okay, I'm moving back. And so I did it. I'm here. I live here now. And I've never been happier. So awesome. I'm standing here in Grimey's, and I'm pretty excited. And this guy, holy moly. Just wait.
All right.
Thank you. Les Wing Lewis on the guitar. How about it?
Joke time with Wes.
It's gonna get freaky.
I'm trying to think of a clean one.
Why?
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to be lazy on this one. Everybody for coming out tonight, and I want to thank Shannon for inviting me to be part of this project. It's really been an interesting year, subverting country music from within, something I've wanted to do for a long time and just needed it. I'd like to thank everybody in the band, Chris, Wes, Shannon, Jim, for coming and playing tonight, and this is the furthest version of an Eddie Arnold song I could think of.
Without
much, all of you, for coming on. Woo! You got an album for sale, and everybody, have fun. Thank y'all for coming out. Give it up one more time to the whole gang from Flyboy Records here. Peter Crone, Gary Buell, everybody came out and supported you for Scruggs. As Shannon has been telling you throughout, the tribute is called You Don't Know Me, Rediscovering Eddie Arnold. He showed you the vinyl. It is available on CD as well. We've got both here at Grimey's. They're up at the front register right up there if you want to pick up a copy while you're here. We're also going to put it back on the box and play it for you as well. I wanted to take just a moment and invite you out on Labor Day. If you have some time in your afternoon or you're just looking to kill some time or do something, we are going to have a live performance by Caliphone, a really great indie band from Chicago. We're playing here at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, and we're cooking out. The Grimey's staff cooking out. We're all bringing dishes from home. We're going to have a grill, doing burgers and dogs and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, beer. So if you want to come out on Monday at 2 o'clock, be a nice free live show for you here in the store, and lunch as well on the grill. Thank you guys. We're going to put on the Eddie Arnold tribute, so you keep checking it out. Thanks so much for coming.
I wasn't thinking about it. I was like, okay.